This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. When it comes to the housing market, we're finishing off 2023 in a pretty weird, challenging place. While inflation in general is continuing to moderate, home price inflation is not. The Case-Shiller National Home Price Index shot up again in October, rising 4.8% year over year, an acceleration from the month before. According to the National Association of Realtors, the median price of an existing home in the U.S. in November was $387,600, whereas a typical new home will set you back almost $50,000 more at upwards of $430,000. So it's a really tough market for would-be home buyers. And it's not like being a renter has been easy either. According to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index for November, rents are up nearly 7% year over year, helping to drive overall inflation higher. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, there may be some relief coming next year.
First, we have to understand what's been driving home prices so high. The answer, in large part, is really high mortgage costs. The average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage soared as the Fed raised interest rates, peaking at 7.8% earlier this fall before falling back a bit more recently. Meanwhile, says Guy Sakala at Inside Mortgage Finance,
there are a lot of people who are locked in sub-4% mortgages. There's almost a generation who feels that's where mortgage rates should be.
And these homeowners, which is most homeowners, are really reluctant to sell, says Gary Schlossberg at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
It's been the spike in mortgage rates that's discouraged existing homeowners from trading up and assuming a mortgage that's several percentage points higher. So that sticker shock, in effect, is freezing the market, freezing supply.
Homeowners are sticking in their homes, but demand is strong from would-be home buyers, pushing prices higher and making home ownership ever less affordable, says Chris Mayer at Columbia Business School.
Single-family houses are starting to seem like a luxury good, whereas to rent an apartment is becoming relatively more affordable.
That's one bright spot in the housing picture, at least. Rent inflation is now easing. One reason, says Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders.
There are about 1 million apartments under construction right now. It's roughly near the highest total we've seen since 1973.
That's going to raise vacancy rates and make apartments more affordable, says Kate Terhune at online marketplace Rent.
Data from November shows national rent averages sitting just under $2,000, down by over 2% since last year.
She says a lot of the new apartment buildings are high-end.
I saw one rental property offering Teslas to rent out for the day. There is, you know, dog washing units. There's childcare on site.
Still, she says additional supply of luxury units will help free up apartments at the lower end of the market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.